$10,854, 10 Penn LLC, care of Christian Hudson, northeast of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, approximately 1,360 feet east of Plantations Road, a special use exception to place a billboard.
Thank you, sir. Suzie, do you have one?
I have one.
Okay. An extra one if you do. Yes, sir. Good evening. Yes, sir, I am. Sorry about that.
No, I didn't know if more was going to be read into the record or not. Tim Willard with Fuqua Yuri and Willard from Georgetown here in the circle. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen, and ladies.
Good evening, sir.
At the outset, I represent 10 Penn LLC. The principal is Christian Hudson, and I know we're next on the agenda. This is an application for a special use exception for a billboard, and the next one is an application for a special use exception for a billboard. The record, I anticipate on our part, will primarily be the same, and I don't know if you can consolidate the hearing somehow, or I anticipate getting to the next one and just asking to incorporate my previous comments.
Yeah. And that's typically the way we would do it.
This way we'll do it.
Just for purposes of clarification, before I begin, it looks as though, based on your notice, is they indicate that the property is located, I think the first one said, 1,000 some feet from Plantation Road.
Yeah.
If I may walk over to this chart here, this is Route 24, this is Route 1, and you have a better picture in your handout, but the two billboards are here. So the one with the further location from Plantation Road, I think it's the first one on your agenda, and then the next one is the second one.
The smallest one, or the shortest.
I'll try to make it clear, but they're in two lots on the same property, so.
Okay, so we will incorporate the testimony from 54 into 55 then.
Oh, thank you.
Basically. Hey, Mr. Burrell, is that correct?
Yeah, we still have to do them one at a time, but then as opposed to making him repeat himself, we can do that.
Just so we both know that. Okay.
Absolutely, and I'll try to be clear on the one I'm referring to.
But okay.
Generically, I'm referring to them both. If there's no question. Again, as I said, I represent 10 Penn LLC. The principal is Christian Hudson. I have two witnesses here today. Glenn Piper is seated right behind Mr. Hudson. He's a licensed appraiser here in Delaware and also associate broker at Lingo. Over my left-hand shoulder is Cliff Mumford. He's an engineer. I don't know if it's officially. He's graduated from University of Delaware as an engineering degree. He's taken the engineering test, but he's got to take one more test, and he's currently interning with Ken Christianberry, who unfortunately couldn't be here tonight because the child is sick. So, but he's familiar with the project, so if you have technical questions, he can answer them. I've handed out, or I did this morning, I don't know if you gentlemen have a copy of some tabs that I sent you. Okay, that's pretty much what I'm going to use as part of my presentation as I go through it, and I think they're numbered. As I said, this is an application for two billboards to be placed on the north side of Route 24, pretty close to the intersection of Route 1 and Coastal Highway, or at least between Plantation Roads and Coastal Highway on the north end. I've included in your material the law for your special use exceptions, and I don't need to tell you something you already know, but that's there for you. I think most importantly about the law is this is C1. There are four lots that are located on this property. We're asking to put billboards in two of them. The one closest to, and 10 Penn owns all of them, the one closest to Route 1, and right adjacent to that, you'll actually see when we get further in the site plan, there's an access road with a pump station, and actually the Hudsons donated that to the county for their sewer system when those subdivisions in the rear were proposed. But in C1, one of the permitted uses is a special use exception for off-premises signs. So it's not really a permitted use, but it's a specifically listed use in the C1. And then if you wander around the code as they direct you, they'll take you to 151.81, which will kick you to 151.159, which is basically the off-premise law. And the off-premise law, which is in paragraph 2, there requires that any off-premise sign, which is a billboard, that exceeds 200 square feet shall have a minimum 25-foot setback from the road, 50 feet from the side, and 300 feet from any dwelling, church, school, or lands. And on paragraph or C of that section of the code, it must be no more than 25 feet in height. I think it's significant, or at least I need to make clear today, we're asking for no variances. We're just asking for a special use exception. We're not deviating from any of the statutory requirements. So then the standard for the board today is that this application for each billboard, not unlike the daycare center, I believe, that you heard earlier, does not substantially adversely affect adjacent or neighboring properties. And we believe it does not, and we'll document that in our presentation and with testimony. One of the reasons we believe it does not is in tab 2, we've given you a copy of, it's a little crude, but you get the idea of the tax map, and that's in tab 2. It's the one with the pink in it, and I think we got pink in all of it. But you can see, I always get it from your large maps at planning, because they're the most recent, which include what the zoning is. And the property in question is the C1 just to the left. Right across the street is the hospital property with the large parking lot and the two complexes, the cancer thing and the outpatient. Next to that was a conditional use that was granted, and I believe, I don't want to misrepresent, it may have become stale. But down the road is another already zoned C1. Closer to the highway is obviously C1. And then all I believe, 600 feet from either side of C1, I mean from Route 1, is C1 on either side. And as you know, much further down the road, or east, west, if you will, is Beacon High School. Down towards Mulberry, but that's further away. On tab 3, I've included the site plan, and this gives you more specific detail about exactly where these billboards are located. And if you're holding it up so you can read it, you'll see the billboard to the right is on the larger lot, and I believe that's the first one noticed in your agenda. And you'll note that it is 25 feet from the front. It is over 50 feet from each side yard line that's been subdivided. In fact, it's 55 feet from the west, and it's approximately 123 from the one on the right. And then if you go to the billboard on the left, the one closer to Plantation Road, you jump over that middle lot, and you'll see it located on the site plan. And it is 25 feet from the front, it's 51 feet from the side west side setback, and it's 95 feet from the right. So that satisfies the paragraph 2 of that section. Another provision of that section of your code requires that it not be more than 300 feet from any school, church, or dwelling. And what the engineer has done, in this case, Mr. Christianberry, is done a 300-foot radius showing, showing that line from the billboard on the left, and then where it intersects to billboard on the right. And what you'll see is it does not intersect or touch upon any dwelling, church, house, or building. So it satisfies that requirement. And finally, or second to finally, it is 300 feet from each other. Okay. So once again, we're not asking for any variance. It's actually 302 feet. So he's designed it just so it'll be in the middle, and it'll be as far away from any possible residents that it can be. And the last requirement, which is hard to show on a two-dimensional drawing like this, is it will not be taller than 25 feet in height. These billboards, I think it indicates on the site plan, will be 10 by 30 feet. Your code requires that they can't be more than 300 square feet, so they'll be 10 by 30. And they'll be on either side, so they won't exceed each individual billboard 600 feet. So they're within your statute in that regard. I believe that's all I have on the site plan. I didn't include in your booklet the site plan that was given as an aerial photograph, but there are 10 copies of it, and I don't know if they were distributed But if you need to want to get a closer look at that, it has, I just thought it was easier to see the site plan that's in black and white. But you should have a copy of the site plan, which is, excuse me, an aerial drawing, which shows the 300 feet. It's somewhat helpful because you can actually see the depiction of the closest residence and excuse me, how it does not affect any of those. If any of you gentlemen want to see that and you don't have it, I can hand it up to you.
Okay.
I have two copies in here, but I noted, I checked the file today at 4 or so, and I noted there were some in there.
They like you, Pastor.
I got two I'll hand up.
Yes, you would, please.
It's basically the black and white site plan, but it's on an aerial view. Okay. And it shows in red lines the 300 feet, you know, and the setback requirements.
Okay.
Are any of these five parcels improved in any way?
No, there's not. And when you look at the aerial, Mr. Burrow, you look like what you see was, you know, Stonehenge or something. You know, you see some concrete, maybe not Stonehenge, that's a big circle, but, you know, I first looked at it and it dawned on me that yes, this was a while ago. The Hudsons, I believe, had some
the manufactured home
model
business.
Homes. Right. Yep. And in fact, while we're on the subject, this property being C1, you know, old C1, not CR1, was approved for 72 townhouses once upon a time. Based on maybe obvious reasons or just business reasons, they didn't develop it as such, and they divided it over the counter to these four lots. And, you know, now they want to use this more or less passive use for the property, and that's why they're here before you today. Oops, excuse me. The next tab I have, I believe it's in tab 4, shows other billboards in the vicinity. As you can see, this area with the shopping center just down the street from it, right next to it, and that's the poster that's up here right here. The property's right here, there's a dentist office here, there's a strip of commercial right here. I think it's that gray hair bar and a couple other things in there. JP Court is there with the Dollar General store. But there are billboards all along this area right here, and they're double-sided, and they're the size, you know, similar to what we're proposing. I think they're approximately 14 or so. You know, and billboards obviously serve a significant economic purpose for the businesses in this area. And we're hoping that if this is granted and they're allowed to do this, that these billboards will advertise some local businesses and maybe help them, as those on Route 1 do, to people that come down here and want to spend money. But for that reason, and the reason that there are several, over a dozen in the vicinity, we believe it would not adversely affect the area. Finally, in the next tab, 5, I've included, what they look like, will look like. And you know, this is rough. I think when I first looked at it, as I was a proportion, it looks kind of higher compared to one of these boxes. Perhaps it's more attractive than the electric boxes that are along Route 1, because it will be no higher than 25 feet by law. And if you approve it, it will have to be. So the base would be 15, and then it would be 10 approximately, maybe less than 15. And that's fairly standard. You may see ones different in other states, you know, the real high ones along the interstates that are kind of nutty. And the applicant is proposing, and I've offered actually as a condition, to landscape the base of it, which makes the sign and what it's advertising more attractive, but also makes it more attractive for people traveling along the road and adjacent or neighboring, you know, residences and businesses. And although I don't have it on this poster size, in tab 5, you'll see maybe different dimensions of what it would look like. From the first one on that page in tab 5 shows going westbound from Route 1, and that's where you see the box, the big power box up on the pole to the right. The next page shows it if you were headed south, east, what it would look like. And then we've actually included sort of a kidney bean-shaped landscaping at the base of it, with some, you know, some color that would vary through the seasons, which we're proposing, and want to do it for business reasons, but also want to make the project more desirable as a special use exception. Unless, I'd like to call a witness now, if I may. Mr. Piper? Mr. Piper? Would you first...
Anybody's been sworn? Okay, we didn't swear anybody.
Yeah, no, I don't think we did.
Okay.
You have to go over there and be sworn.
Give us your name and address, please.
Glenn Thomas Piper, 9 Bradford Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Piper, I'm going to ask you some questions. Where do you work and what do you do?
Work in Lewis. I'm a state-certified real estate appraiser. Been working exclusively in Sussex County for the last 18 years. My company name's Landmark Associates, and we do a full range of appraisals, right from commercial through mostly residential historically, and have done a lot in a neighboring community right around there, Route 24, Route 1, Maplewood, Plantations Road.
How long have you been working in Sussex, did you say?
I've lived here 20 years, and I've been certified as an appraiser 18.
Okay.
I'm also a, I've been a licensed realtor, and I've been a licensed broker with Lingo for about 6 years.
Okay. Have you ever testified before this board before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. In what capacity?
Usually opposing things like cell towers.
Okay. And are you familiar, before you came here today, did you become familiar with Mr. Hudson's project, and you've heard my presentation to the board about the two billboards on mm-hmm. Route 24?
To be honest, I've known the Hudson's. I've done work for the Hudson's over the last couple of years, and this was the first time I heard about it today. And so I was on vacation, came back down, and I mentioned the irony of that the last time. Usually I'm in here telling you what these things, I don't know if they're no good. And, you know, we discussed it for an hour. I've discussed it with my associates, and here I am to say I don't think it'll impact values in a negative way because of its, it is what it is. I mean, the path's been proven. It's long in there. I think if I was a neighbor in the back of Maplewood, which would be maybe the signs are perpendicular, maybe have an impact, okay? It'd be better than 72 townhouses, or a possible C1 has a pretty wide range of potential uses, okay? I would think as a neighbor in there, if there was any visibility or whatsoever, it'd be the lesser of anything, you know, to have billboards.
The two closest residential properties seem to be to the north. That's Summercrest and Maplewood, correct?
Correct.
And you've indicated, I think you've done appraisals at Maplewood.
Maplewood.
Okay. Approximately, what's the closest lot that you've appraised officially to the site of this property?
The one abutting it, I did as part of the state with a date a year ago. And
is that, if I may, just to make clear so these guys, this board knows, is it the one sort of close to where the pump station is at the
correct.
Back of that easement?
Corner
on that cul-de-sac?
Cul-de-sac, corner lot.
And do you recall the value?
$270,000.
Okay, fast forward, and the board approves these two billboards. They're up, they're landscaped, they're lighted. In your opinion, would the value, appraised value of that property change?
I would probably say the value is not holding right now, but that wouldn't influence any. In other words, any change of value wouldn't be influenced. Excuse me. Wouldn't be influenced by this. Okay, an appraiser, when he goes and gets an order for like a Maplewood house, and whether regardless of what section, his first thing is to enter in the computer Maplewood subdivision. He's not going to even spread a range as far as price. He'll look for anything he can in there. And this holds true during good economies and bad economies. But he's not going to make a differentiation as to, he'll use his Route 24 entrance access as a good thing. to be close to everything from Maplewood, which is its attribute. And the fact that it's fairly buffered, the trees are buffered, I would never, anyone on my staff ever mention the fact there were billboards on adjoining property on Route 1. It wouldn't be my definite, and I don't really believe those lots in Maplewood are the largest lots. Apparently, I came, and Maplewood was originally started a little bit. It had to be the first section in there because the lots are just bigger than the back sections.
Let me interrupt you for a second. As a realtor as well, if you're listing or selling a property that's in Summercrest or Maplewood, and Maplewood kind of meets at a corner to the property, but either one of those property that actually backs up to the lots that have a billboard or those lots that are C1, would that be a factor in how you appraise the property, that they're adjacent to C1?
No, but it would affect, it would have to be mentioned, okay? But whether it's at the, let's say the same, if you imply a negative impact on the lot behind in the subdivision, it has a residual effect of the residential lot on Route 24, will definitely benefit from this. You know, you have a little house next to this, they're going to be in here next year looking for conditional use, because the logic says the whole neighborhood is now commercial. I believe there's more transitional properties in this area than any, because of, the traffic flow through there.
But once again, in your professional opinion, and the standard here is, it's a more of a legal standard, and the board has to decide it. It's not what you say necessarily, but you need to perhaps respond to my question with your opinion. Would these two billboards, as they would be placed on Route 24, would they substantially, adversely affect the neighboring or adjacent property?
No.
Okay. I don't know if gentlemen have any question for Mr. Piper.
Anyone have any questions for Mr. Piper? Mr. McGee? No. Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Piper, thank you, sir. I have Mr. Mumford here. I don't intend to call him unless you have technical questions that maybe you would ask Mr. Christian Berry, but I don't intend to call him. I just want to call Mr. Hudson now.
Okay. Yes, sir. You need to be sworn in.
Name and address.
Christian Hudson, 30921 Edgewater Drive, Lewis.
All right. And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson, you've heard my representations to the board tonight based on 10 pins application here to place these two billboards on these two lots. Are my representations accurate as far as what you want to do?
Yeah.
And the site plan represents how you want to do it?
Right.
Okay. I have no other questions. You have anything else you want to add?
No. We did have it approved for and got final approval and everything for the 72 towns. By the grace of God, we didn't build the things because the market went into a black hole immediately after we got that. Then we got the property subdivided, really, because we were trying to sell this, and nobody could get the financing for an 8-acre C1 commercial property anywhere near to what it was worth. So we subdivided it in the hope that we could get, smaller chunks and more people would be able to afford it. But the problem is it's financing on a commercial subdivision. So really we're kind of in a position where we've got to sit on this thing until hopefully one day the market recovers. So we need to do something with the property to offset where we are, and what we're trying to do is have the off-premise the billboard signs on there to get some kind of income from the property. We pay taxes and we pay the sewer, and like we said, we donated the plot of land that the lift station's on so that the neighbors there could Summercrest could have the sewer, and Del Dots come and they've taken a bite out of us with the entrance, even though we didn't even build any houses. So we've had substantial expenses on this thing, and we don't have any buyers or anything in the future. So the only thing we could think of to do with C1 property would be the billboards, and hopefully be able to wait out the market. Hopefully it recovers.
Okay.
do you have, I don't know what they call them, tenants or lessees, advertisers for the billboards now?
No. Have not approached anybody.
The photos or the, I guess, the artist's renderings of the billboards have steel monopoles. That's what you would intend?
Yes, sir. I talked a while ago with a couple different contractors, Ad Art Signs in Georgetown, Rogers Signs in Milton, and if there's another company in Dover, I forget their name. But anyway, you could go a cheaper route and get pilings in, but I don't like doing that because it in the storm, or, you know, you get another hurricane or something and they can snap. The piling, the single, what they call the monopole, is a more durable sign, and it's significantly more expensive, but at least it has, a better chance of surviving a big hurricane or something like that.
And my last question, from where Plantations intersects with 24 and moving east, are there other billboards already erected on properties?
Say that again.
Well, I think his question is...
From Plantations east along 24, will these be the first billboards on Route 24 at that end?
I think there's some at the Exxon at the corner of 1 and 24 on the property there, on the as you're headed east, be on the right side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any.
McDonald's is on the other side, so there's probably not any there.
Yeah, the only thing I could think of would be, but I think it's a pylon sign there where like UPS and the gray hair and all those guys are.
There, obviously, Mr. Burrell, when you get up the road, probably further than where you're asking about, there's a lot of activity, but I'm talking closer to Love Creek. If we had a bunch of billboards here, I mean, there's some identification monument signs for BB, and there's the larger sign for Beacon High School, clearly not a 10 by 30. But to the extent this C1 area seemed to be kind of absorbed by the other C1 that's closer to it, that's where the activity was. But I think the answer to your question, not exactly. They're a lot further up the road, which is why we gave you what we got you. If there was a billboard next to it on Plantation Road, you would have seen it. And I'm sorry, do you have any other questions for Mr. Hudson?
Okay.
And the last thing I submitted was my tab 6, I think it is, my proposed findings. Largely that just indicates that the site plan itself meets your statutory requirements. That is, we're not asking for any variance. And you know, I think it is significant that when you have this 300-foot thing that sort of locks in what you can do, like you can't put it closer to the house, and they own adjacent property. This, and I think Mr. Hudson was very frank about why he's doing what he's doing, and he wants to do it in the right way, but it really is, when you consider whether it substantially adversely affects other property, this kind of locks up this property with a passive use, if you consider C1 and what actually could be there. And some of the commercial activities that would have dumpsters and other things like this. This has no traffic, no driveways going in. It doesn't require maintenance, really. And I think that's significant. I just wanted to make that point.
Okay.
That's all we have.
Hey, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Johnson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
And Mr. Burrell?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Do you want to come forward, sir?
Name and address, please.
Scott Burdett, 19026 Warbler Court, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I do oppose this variance or request. It's my first time doing this, so bear with me. My feeling is that billboards belong in a more heavily commercial area. And where we are right now, really, we're sort of on the edge of commercial. And I know I realize that the Hudson property is commercial, but right at the end of it is all residential homes. There are three or four homes. And then I back up to the Hudson property. My house backs right up to it. I actually would have not seen all this information. I'd like to be able to review that, but I find it hard to believe that my property is not within 300 feet of the billboard. I have concerns about the billboards for several reasons. One is that there's enough problems with traffic there on 24 now as you approach the intersection of Plantation Road. And I see accidents all the time because people are coming up to the light fast and people are going to be looking at billboards now. I think you're creating a more problematic situation there. I have concerns about the aesthetics and the lighting at night of the proposed billboards. Let's face it, billboards are not attractive. They're just not. What kind of precedent is this going to set for future billboards? You know, who's to say they're not going to come back and request, you know, two more, someone else across the street wants more? It's just, you know, I think it's going to set a precedence and there are going to be more requests of this type. And I don't want this, I'm concerned about how this is going to move forward if it is approved. Route 1 now, with all these signs, it's starting to look a little Vegas-y, and with all these flashing lights and everything, and that's my concern for the future. You know, are we going to move to, is that going to be the next step after we go approve a billboard? I'm curious to know what lot Mr. Pfeiffer appraised in Summercrest. I'd like to know that
information. Sir, if you ask, sir, you address the board and we'll address him.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'd like to know what property he appraised in Summercrest. I'd be curious to know that all that information.
Aren't they all kind of alike?
No, they're different.
But they're all, that's not the duplexes?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. They're single family homes. I made some notes while the gentlemen were talking. To me, it does adversely affect my neighborhood and the views of my neighborhood. It certainly does. Quite frankly, they don't agree, but I'd rather see 72 townhouses than a billboard. And let's see. I think that was about it. But I just wanted to know that I'm not for it, and I'd like for you guys to possibly table this. And I would like to have more information about it so I could share it with my community. That's all.
Do you have any questions from members of the board?
Were you notified?
I was notified of the hearing. I knew nothing about what was going on except seeing surveyors out there. I got the letter about this meeting. That was it.
Now, are you in the back of this?
I'd like to see that. I have not seen that.
300-foot area. You back here?
Yes. I'm back here. Yeah. I'm about right here.
Right back in here.
Mm-hmm. There are a couple lots there that aren't completed yet. There are about three of us in Summercrest currently to back up to that property, that the houses that are built.
Three homes back here now to back up.
There's going to be three more. I think it's three. I'd have to look at the plot. But.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Do you want to come back up, sir? The gentleman back there, the appraiser?
Mr. Piper.
Mr. Piper, please come up. It records here, so they got it. I think that, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
I think the gentleman asked
what
home in Summercrest, and it was my recollection, but I thought he just said you appraised homes in Maplewood. Yeah.
Maplewood, that's what I thought, but I wanted to come up.
And it was 106 Princeton Court.
Okay.
That was the closest one, 106 Princeton?
Pretty close. I think there's one a little closer, but right there in the court in the cul-de-sac. I mean, it was apples. There might be one other you could appraise on the right side of it, but as close as you get.
Okay.
Did you say it was 300 foot?
Yeah, the survey shows the 300-foot, and it actually just touches the back property line, the 300-foot radius from the sign. That's how he did it.
Yeah.
And
Even around radius, everything's 300 feet away, so the homes are way over 300 feet away.
So you are 300 feet away from that home?
Absolutely. More than 300 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
The survey.
I mean, I'm not the engineer. I know, and I reviewed your file today, and I don't know if you have an engineer review it, or I saw a marked up copy of the survey that had red okays on all the setbacks. I don't know who does that.
That's me.
Okay.
Just stating that you have setbacks for the survey.
Well, it looked like somebody very thoroughly had gone through it and indicated that. So.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,854 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,854 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Next case, 10,855, 10 Penn LLC, care of Christian Hudson, northeast of Route 24, John J's William Highway, approximately 1,060 feet east of Plantations Road, a special use exception to place a billboard.
Good evening, gentlemen. Tim Willard for the applicant. Would you like me to refine my presentation? Or?
Maybe just highlight what's different about this one, and I assume it's basically just the proximity.
Yeah, it is, and the best way to describe it, I should have probably blown up a site plan, but if I may approach, it's just, I mean, you can actually see how small the actual billboards are, at least depicted on the site plan relative to the overall lots. This is the one. There's one, you know, closer to Route 1. It's marked there to the right-hand side on that first lot. You jump over this middle lot, and it's the billboard right there that's a little left in the lot. So it's the one closer, Mr. Burrell, to Plantation Road. As far as the depiction, it's the same, this one, but it would be, if you're headed westbound, it would be the one a little further down the road. There are two more, or at least one more depiction coming eastbound, on the handout you have there. So Mr. Burrell, there's not much difference. The 300-foot radius on the survey is indicated, and you know Mr. Hudson has indicated to me. We offered a couple conditions in your special use exception, my proposed conditions. Number one, we do the landscaping. Number two, that lighting be according to state regs, which, you know, requires it indirectional, that can't shine out. I'm kind of sorry to see the gentleman's left because Mr. Hudson told me between hearings here that, you know, if you all had a condition, you know, for Leyland cypresses or a buffer, to the extent you can impose conditions on special use exceptions, which I believe is acceptable, we'd be more than happy to consider that if that would help them out. Something like Leyland cypresses might be more beneficial than a fence.
Thank you for that.
Would it be fair to say that if you were asked, your presentation would be identical as in the last case?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And most importantly, that we've met the statutory requirements for not requesting a variance, and you also incorporate the expert's opinion as far as statistical data dealing with evaluation of property. We submit to you that it applies to this record as well.
Okay. Thank you.
I think you stated that
He didn't have any signs rented out yet?
Yeah, that's correct. We put, if you see, you'll put, I think, a form or a rather successful, I would say a successful Hudson project was the Five Points, and that's what's on there now. But, you know, you could have a Joan Deaver campaign ad, or you could have a Grotto's ad, or we don't know what it will be. Hopefully it'll be local.
I mean, have you noticed a lot of signs now is sitting empty? I mean, you looked at that part of it, you're going to be putting a sign up, it might not be anything there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we figure we would be very competitive no matter what we could get on it, because right now we're not getting anything. You know, we're just paying to cut the grass and paying for five lots to connect to county sewer, even though nobody's using water or anything like that. We're kind of jumping at the chance to get some kind of income from it.
It is, maybe I'm seeing M&T spending a little money lately. Maybe they're a candidate. But one thing is how we're proposing is quality billboards that, and, you know, as Mr. Burrows already pointed out, they're not some in this area, but it's right on the edge of commercial, and there's a lot of commercial activity. So there should be, I guess he's hoping more than I am, that there's a demand for more than some of these ones that are a little rickety on Route 1. I've noticed a few vacant signs myself.
Yeah,
there's about
And the reason I asked the question, I think Brent's going in that same direction. We've had a fair number of speculators lately, applicants who have come in and asked for permission to put up a billboard or this or that without any real plan, any business plan. And it's never been the practice of the board to really get involved in zoning speculation. I think planning and zoning is probably the same way. And that's why I asked the question. That's a little bit different when you have a brand new one versus one that's been up and you're looking to replace it or move it or something. But what the board doesn't want to see is a lot of billboards up with no advertising, because then it becomes, I mean, very seriously, a blight on the environment. And that's why I asked that question.
Yeah, okay. Could I have one moment, Your
Honor? Maybe if you couldn't
rent
it.
But... Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate being called Your Honor, but I'll defer
sorry.
For now.
I still, hope is eternal,
yeah.
Right? Sorry. But what I suggested is, and Mr. Hudson seemed to nod his head, is if you want to add a condition in there that it's not leased by a certain amount of time, that it could be offered to the county for a public service ad or something.
Well, or actually what I was thinking, and I haven't said this to any of the board members, but they may be thinking the same thing, perhaps the actual construction would be conditioned on you getting an actual tenant.
Yeah, from a business standpoint, sometimes the tenant wants to see what you got first, but...
You got some real nice artist renderings.
Yeah, which is a good argument that they're serious about this. They've hired, three experts, or maybe two if you exclude me, to work on this.
Well, we're a third generation family business, and most of what we do is residential construction and development, and we've got a lot of contacts in the industry, and there's a lot of folks out there, especially in the housing business, hurting right now. And I think if we were pretty competitive on our rates. There's the latest DelDOT estimate said there's 20,000 cars a day on average, up and down 24 right there. So I think we wouldn't have much trouble marketing between our contacts and in the industry and the viability of it. And we're, as Mr. Willard said, we're serious about it. We've got a couple consultants there, and as I said earlier, I've talked to several sign builders and consultants. I mean, we really hope you consider this application. We could certainly use it, but more importantly, it wouldn't go vacant for very long. We would just keep lowering the price till we got somebody on it.
But it really is a gateway to the beach when you think of all the people that come to Rehoboth from that access.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, I'm not a businessman, but I think they'd be all right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
No further questions from members of the board? Okay. again, I'll call them. Is there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'm making a motion to take this case and revise it too.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman, second by Mr. McCabe, that we take case number 10,855 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Yes. Under advisement.
Case number 10,856, Rehoboth Beach Film.